Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Sit down in the kitchen and fix me something good to eat. And
make I don't know what the world is coming to, but we had the bird flu problem a few years back, right? H1N1 and all that stuff, and seems we had moved on from that. And then the world turns upside down, and we're dealing with some sort of bat virus in COVID. And then we're dealing with that, and now all of a sudden we're dealing with bird flu again, but maybe in cows. And that's really confusing. We have Jeff Manasso on the phone from Fox News Radio. He's been covering the story this morning. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. I you know, you hear this, it sounds alarming. From what I've read, there's no evidence here that you can get bird flu from a cow, correct, or from milk?
Yeah, that's what the government says, that, you know, samples of pasteurized milk in grocery stores have shown remnants of bird flu, though, well, first of all, it hasn't offered any details about where and you know, how it detected those fragments. But we're told that it's fine because of the pasteurization process. You know, milk is heated up, and that cuts down pathogens, you know, multiple different types of pathogens. And so to a level that, you know, the government doesn't. Says it doesn't pose a consumer health risk, but it is odd that, you know, this virus, H5N1, is normally found in poultry and wild birds, and normally has devastating effects on flocks. It's now been detected in cow herds, 33 dairy cattle farms in 8 states. So what the USDA is doing now is just requiring bird flu testing in dairy cows, because of that growing concern and the spread of the virus to livestock. As far as consumers go, though, the government's telling us that there really is no concern. It's kind of off track, and basically by testing, that's going to, you know, minimize the spread of the virus. And basically, it's the requirement that all dairy cows receive a negative flu test before they can be transported across state lines.
I'm just laughing at the ridiculousness of it. Now, so the concern is not that even if a cow, say, had bird flu, that it would affect us if we drank the milk that came from that cow because of the pasteurization process. They're worried that it's just going to destroy the cows, basically. It's going to kill off the cows or any other animals like that that would have it.
No, so like the bird flu, it's devastating on birds. It kills them, but we're not seeing that in cows. The bottom line is, if you drink milk, you're gonna have to start wearing masks again. So
the cows need to wear a mask. Are the cows wearing N95 masks? A cloth mask is not gonna cut it.
No, it's not.
That's funny. I mean, honestly, so now they're going to, is that, how do I phrase this? Maybe you've sort of answered this. Is it herd specific? I mean, have they determined that a particular batch of cows had it and now they're testing all of them, or has it been more random than that? Do we know?
As far as random testing, and no, we're told that if a cow is going to be crossing state lines, it's got to be a dairy cow.
Okay,
it's going to have to have a negative test, a bird flu test. What's interesting is that the USDA says that you know, while right now they're just looking at dairy cows, testing doesn't apply to cattle raised as beef, but that could change in the future. We shall see. And public health experts have also criticized the federal government for not providing more information about this outbreak, more details, where exactly, how. But, you know, again, unlike birds, cows mostly have, we're told, been recovering from the virus without dying.
bed rest and lots of fluids.
I could give up milk because you can squeeze milk out of an almond, apparently, but I am not giving up the New York strip at Annie Gunn's. I just have to tell you that. it's just not a chance.
As long as the whole cow can be killed, you're good with that.
I'm good with it. All right, Jeff Manasso, thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. Yeah.
You think it's like KMOV, the restrictions they wanted to put on me, where the cow has to take a time-stamped picture of their negative flu test in order to return to the pasture?
You know, it could be, or maybe the cow has to answer certain questions before it enters the pasture. Don't you think? Or
have you traveled anywhere outside the state? Have you come in contact with any other cows that have had the bird flu?
Before the cow can come into the barn, it has to provide its vaccine card, and then the cow can walk in the barn. I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of this.
This is ridiculous.
It's not been proven. I mean, I'm not making fun of the fact that there might be bird flu in milk, but it's not been proven that it's harmful to humans because pasteurization means it's been heated up to kill any bacteria or whatever that might be in it.
I'm laughing at how they always find something to scare everybody. Jeez. It's like another way to control everybody because the best way to control people we know
is fear. Yes.
And dang, they do it well. People were like hiding in their basements, scared to touch or breathe next to another human being. 4 years after this stupid COVID virus was introduced, or that at least it came here, people are still, I saw a couple days ago, walking outside by themselves wearing a mask.
Well, you could always buy skim milk because that's basically blue water anyway.
They have new Star Wars milk.
Oh my God. What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
It's blue milk.
What does that have to do with Star Wars?
Star Wars, in the first movie in 1977, Luke Skywalker, who you know, was, she does not know who Luke Skywalker
is. No, I know who Luke Skywalker is. For context, he had Han Solo on his shoes with Chewbacca, and I said, oh, cool shoes, Chewbacca and Luke Skywalker, and he about dropped dead when I said that.
Her sister made fun of her.
That's Han Solo.
Anyhow, they drink blue milk. And if you go to Disney, the blue milk has tequila in it.
That sounds
really
gross.
Huh. Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.